Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday final. That was an enthusiastic woo today.
It's quit.
We're getting close.
Yeah, no.
We're getting close. All right, final hour of the show.
I got a couple DMs that some of the listeners, they couldn't hear it. So, because I'm usually away from the mic, so I wanted to say it. Now, it might not be that loud again, but yeah, it kind of hurt a little bit.
Well, tomorrow it'll be an in-person woo, which is one of my favorites because the whole bar turns around and looks at us because, you know, when we're at Twin Peaks at Buckhead, Twin Peaks is a popular establishment 7 days a week.
Right.
Not everybody that's there at 1 o'clock is there to see you and me.
Right.
Now, some of the people are, but not everybody.
Not everybody.
So some of the people are just there to, you know, to have some lunch or to get a beer on a Friday afternoon. Yep. All of a sudden, there's a dude in the corner doing a Ric Flair woo at the top of his lungs, and it's one of my favorite things every single time we do a live show. When we're talking to Jacob Hester about SEC Media Days, when you would do it every day on Radio Row at SEC Media Days, and all these media professionals would turn and look.
Yes.
What's happening down there?
Yeah.
Just having fun.
That's all.
Just doing our jobs, having fun,
and then
living our lives.
You know, we would look like, what the hell are you looking at? All right. Dude from Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah, why aren't you wooing Dothan, Alabama, dude, radio host?
South Carolina, they were so – well, it was our fault, though, because we did take all their damn chairs.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah. And that dude came over there and was like, are these your chairs? I said, well, we're sitting in them. He was so
because we had most of those radio stations, a lot, especially places like that. Like the dude is there by himself, and he's his own engineer.
Yeah,
we got two engineers.
Yes.
We had John Chuckery with us as an extra just on our show. We had Brian. We had more people there than anybody.
Yeah, there you go. Did you guys take my chair?
That's because we're a big radio station.
Yeah, dog.
And big
plus,
stick.
You only had two guests the whole week. We were there. All right, so shut up, Columbia.
Yeah,
go back to South Carolina.
Yeah, nice season though.
Great season. Great season. If I said right now, who would be your SEC coach of the year? Who would you say?
Kirby.
I said, me too.
He had 15 guys go to the NFL and they're undefeated. I don't know.
Brian said, I know Brian Kelly and LSU, what they did. Of course, Shane Beamer.
That's all very impressive.
Heupel.
That's very impressive.
Kirby Smart went undefeated again.
2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And he had 15 guys go to the NFL last
year. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, again.
That's just me. That's what I said too. I was like, Kirby?
Yeah. But there's good arguments for Shane Beamer and what they did.
It's a great argument for Brian Kelly.
Great argument. Yeah. Brian Kelly probably will win it because you know how it is. A lot of these awards, we talk about this with. Who was it earlier this season with them? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's expectation versus performance.
Right.
Right? I mean, Georgia was at worst going to be in the SEC championship game with one loss or something like that.
What were people giving us a loss this year?
Oh, I mean, at the beginning of the season, the Kentucky game on the road,
You remember that?
Or what were some of the other potential sort of stumbling blocks? I don't know. I mean,
y'all remember that? Oh, man, that Kentucky game in Lexington, that's going to be the one Georgia gets tripped up. Oh, no, this run right here. You got Tennessee, you got Mississippi State. It's like,
when people didn't even have any idea what Tennessee was going to be. No one knew. No,
I'm talking about this season, in the middle of the season.
Right,
Georgia's.
You listened to the experts leading into that game. There was that article that Pete Dammel wrote where you interview all the anonymous coaches. There were anonymous coaches saying, oh, Tennessee's going to score 50 on them.
Yeah.
They're going to put 50 on them.
Like,
and
world?
I guess that's why they, you know, are coaching elsewhere and giving opinions on that game and not coaching at schools that win games like that. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there was a quarterback here in town that thought Oregon was going to win that football game.
What?
Remember that?
Because he went to school there, Andy.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did go to school there. He did.
Again.
Man, they lost all kinds of big games this year. That school did.
Yeah, we know you love that.
Uh-huh. They lost their three most important games. They lost to Georgia, they lost to Washington, they lost to Oregon State. It sucks.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
All right, let's get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
Yeah, I think it would be obviously something that we would all feel great about in our first year here at LSU. But I think, you know, overall, it's hard to win SEC championships. It's hard. I mean, there's so many good teams. We've just talked about how you have to play week to week in the regular season. But to to get there and then win it all. It's that's why somebody asked me yesterday about do you think that if they expand the playoffs that an SEC championship would be devalued? And I said, absolutely not. You don't know what you have to go through to actually get here. And that's why I think it would never be devalued, and it would be such a huge thing for this football program.
It would be. And the thing about this right now, LSU ain't coming because they're happy to be here in Atlanta. LSU coming to beat Georgia. And that's what, I mean, that's what I think the one thing about it is that when we look at, like, LSU is overmatched and going against Georgia and all, LSU coming to kick Georgia's ass. And if Georgia don't play on the A game, LSU is going to make this a game, period. They got enough top-of-the-line athletes that can get it done. So Georgia's got to go play, and it ain't one of them, well, let's wait right around, let's go. No, you got to go. And I'm talking about first possession, let go, because this team got enough athletes. Do I think LSU beat Georgia? No, I don't. But can it beat Georgia? I do believe that.
They've got first-round NFL talent on both sides of the ball on that football team.
Yes.
I loved what Jacob Hester said to us when we talked to him in the noon hour about sort of, I don't know, not fawning over what Brian Kelly has done in year one, but, you know, not going too far in terms of the credit that you give because, yeah, he did take over a program that had, as he put it, been on a two-year bender since winning the national championship, which
like I said,
is a very LSU thing just in and of itself. I thought that was brilliant. But at the end of the day, yeah, of course, they've overachieved what the expectations were this year. Everyone's happy about that. But they are LSU. I mean, this is LSU. We're not talking about.
We ain't talking about USL.
We're not talking about some school that doesn't have a pedigree. Like,
yes.
And I love that Hester said that because that has to be the standard. Like, yeah, Brian Kelly in year one, who knows what it might have been like. Growing pains, whatever. Coaches in year one. Kirby in year one at Georgia. It was okay. You know, not great. It was okay.
Bad.
Yeah, it was right. They lost games that they should not have lost that now would be completely unacceptable. Saban at Bama. Like, so they've overachieved that. But that was one year where you might have that mentality.
Right.
It's still LSU.
Right.
And okay, they're good now. So we you know, you change your expectation midseason. I think that's okay. No one talks about, oh, you weren't expected to do this. So now, what did he say, Bo? What was the term that he used? It's like gravy on top of it, but he used a
lanyap.
And what is that exactly?
It's a little extra on top.
Lanyap?
Yeah, lanyap.
You ever heard that word?
You know, I never heard that. I didn't know what Jacob said when he said it. I'm like, what the hell did he say?
Is that a Louisiana thing?
It is.
Lanyap.
French, yeah.
You put it on top of what?
Lanyap. It's just a little bit extra on top. Like,
could
of
be anything.
Oh, it could be anything. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you
sprinkle some extra. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like it's like icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So you get like you get lanyap baby powder or sure. Baby oil.
Oh, yeah, a little extra baby oil on top. Never heard of money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Now you're just giving Randy ideas. His wife's coming home. She's been gone for a couple weeks.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks, Bo.
Lanyap.
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 It's like Lagni.
Oh, the French.
A-P-P-E.
Silent
oh,
G's.
The French.
Real G's move in silence lanyap. Like a lanyap.
Lanyap. Yeah.
What the hell?
Okay. You want to talk about some of these other championship games
this
weekend?
Yes, I do. Because I'm getting, you know what? Because I follow a lot of food people, right? Paprika is not a seasoning. It's a topping. Okay?
It's a spice.
It's not. It's not a seasoning. It's you put it on top of the
garnish.
You don't cook.
You mix it into
no.
stuff.
No.
Well, it's basically flavorless, though.
No.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, man. I'm tired of people.
You can put it in.
You got
to
add a
little red on top.
Add a teaspoon of paprika. For what?
No flavor?
It doesn't have a whole lot of flavor.
It doesn't have a flavor.
Whatever
well, then
you're
what's
doing
the point
red,
of putting it on top, then?
Smoked paprika.
What's the point of putting it on top of something, then?
To make it look red.
To make it look pretty.
Oh, it looks pretty.
Yeah.
Kind of like parsley.
Not a big garnish fan.
No?
Me either. That's in the damn way.
I don't like the garnish stuff.
You could have gave me an extra green.
Yeah. I just need to move it.
Don't
before
put nothing
I
on my plate
food.
I can't eat.
Agreed.
Yeah. I'm with that.
100%.
Yeah.
Now, what does that have to do with championship weekend?
Because, dog, it's potato salad. Mama's bringing some potato salad, and I was thinking she put her paprika on top of her potato salad. So that's what I was thinking about it.
Got it. Is she going to come over and make
yes.
that? Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Okay. So you got Utah.
That's what she just texted me.
Utah, now it all makes all coming together. Yeah. A little lanyap.
Yeah. Little lanyap.
Extra on top. Utah, USC, Friday night, Pac-12 championship game. Obviously, we understand the implications of that one. USC has to win the game in order to get into the college football playoff. If they do, and if TCU does as well, you got two teams in the college football playoff this year that have never been in the playoff before.
Which
kind of crazy
good.
To say that
Which
about USC. But
yes.
Yeah, it is good.
Yes.
It's good to get some new blood in there. Also, if that happens, you'd get four different conferences represented as well, which happens pretty frequently, but still, it's good to have that.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the reasons why we're talking about this was announced earlier today, officially, they're going to a 12-team playoff. We knew it was going to happen, but now it's happening officially, is to try to make sure you're servicing all corners of the college football country. Well, USC is the West Coast, so having them there, TCU's Texas, Ohio State, Michigan is the Midwest, and Georgia is the South. So you have pretty much all regions represented.
Dude, if there's a way, and I mean, it would be damn near, like I said, chaos would have to ensue that, like, say, damn, USC got the second seed and was able to play their first player college football player game on the West Coast.
Wow.
No, that'd be bananas.
Or if they make the championship game.
It's in L.A.?
That would be incredible.
Bruh. I mean, Friday night we'll know everything we need to know.
Because without them, yeah.
Without them. Because I still think if TCU loses, they'll get it over Bama. I just can't see them leak.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'll get Bama over a one-loss TCU. I just can't do it.
What about Ohio State?
No, if USC lose, Ohio State will be in already.
But what if TCU loses? Will Ohio State be in?
Yes. Yeah, you know, no, I think if UCLA loses, Ohio State – I'm sorry, USC loses, Ohio State's in.
Okay.
They're in. But if TCU loses, I can't see them. I can't, because that's the only logical team is Bama, right? If TCU loses and they're not in the Final Four, the only logical team, because we've already accounted for USC losing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we've accounted.
So in this scenario, yes, USC and TCU both lose.
And they both lost.
Got it.
So the only logical thing for the four team is Bama, right?
Yeah, it would be. Although Tennessee beat them, but their quarterback's
injured. Nobody's done Tennessee, man. Yeah, I mean, a shot, man.
That sucks.
Yeah, just a shot.
It sucks. Yeah. If their quarterback was not hurt, maybe, because they did beat Alabama.
Oh, they beat them. You had no argument for me. They ain't them, though.
No, they're not. What if USC wins and TCU loses?
Well, no, USC's in. Okay, well,
yeah,
well
USC's
three.
In, yeah.
And so there's a one loss. That's what I'm saying. So would you put Ohio State over TCU?
I wouldn't, but they would.
They would?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's a bigger
– And you know what sucks about that is it's the same two teams as the last time.
Yep.
For TCU.
They got screwed.
The TCU got screwed on behalf of Ohio State back in 2000. Now, Ohio State went on to win the national championship, so I guess that validates it a little bit. Not really, but I guess. They'd Ohio State them again?
Yep.
God, that would suck.
Yeah.
That would be so frustrating. Because, again, if it was 5 years ago and there wasn't a Big 12 championship game, TCU would already be in.
Yep.
If they were just – if they didn't qualify for the championship game, then they would already be in. Mm. But because they have to play a postseason game, this postseason game could actually hurt their playoff
chances. Yes, exactly. So it's crazy.
Yeah,
it is. It's crazy.
It's
all right,
very unfair.
So the Paprika loves, here they come. There you go. Mr. Lamar Esquire, I like this brother too. He said, go to Budapest. Why the hell am I going to go to Budapest, Lamar, to get some paprika?
Get some fresh Hungarian paprika.
I love it, though.
That's why.
My man, G Producer says, bro, paprika is chopped up bell pepper, and he never barbecues without it. Complete game changer. Let me come get a plate then. But no, I don't believe that. That's just my preference. Y'all cook what you want. I think paprika is useless.
I know, but here's the thing that you did say, though.
What's that?
Like, that's not really what you said the first time.
I know.
What you said was paprika is not a spice.
It's
that's what you said.
It's not a spice. It's just red stuff.
You excommunicated it from the entire spice drawer.
For anything you're going to use paprika for, use cayenne pepper.
Thank you.
That's
one more time, Bo.
Hey, man.
Say it one more time for the people on 85.
Anything you're going to use paprika for, substitute cayenne pepper. That's how you spice
it. Always do it.
Get some peps at AC, too. Not everybody has Not everybody's got the guts for cayenne pepper.
Cayenne ain't that bad.
Some people, you know, the heartburn folks.
It depends on how much you put in there. Yeah. Just put a little. Well, I put a lot in mine.
Be careful. Sneak up on somebody with that cayenne pepper.
Yes, cayenne is always a substitute.
You got
pepper.
A spice drawer or a spice, like, rack, spice shelf?
I got a spice cabinet.
Spice cabinet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you?
Well, we got a drawer.
I got a drawer?
We got a drawer, and then there's just kind of a part of the counter that's now got a lot of spices on it.
Yeah, no, because I'm a spicy good dude.
Well, you got it.
Yeah, I love him. But, no, we have a thing. But my biggest thing is that, and I need this my fault because of all the cooking, I need to organize them. Mm. Yeah, because this be all. But I know. But the thing about it is, I know where everything is.
Right, you put it there.
I put it there.
But so then if somebody moves
but
it.
But then she comes in and she'll move it. And I just like, where the hell is the onion powder? And it's in another drawer where I know I didn't put it over there. I put it in that drawer, in that cabinet right there. So that's my only thing. I'm great with clutter if I make the clutter.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What do you mean it's a mess? I know exactly where it is.
Yes, I know exactly where everything
put it there.
Is.
Well, you don't know where it is because it is kind of a mess, but it's my mess, and I understand it. It's all up here. We'll come back. Smokin' Joe Patrick's going to join us. Talk some Falcons football with him ahead of the Falcons and Steelers matchup on Sunday afternoon. Get your AMA questions in as well. The AMA coming up at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phones, text, tweet. We'll get to that to wrap the show up as we always do. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open at 404-741-0929. You could text us or tweet us as well. Do that right now if you'd like to. We can get our social media questions all lined up. Also, make sure to check out the Off the Cuff podcast today. Every single day, it's available at the end of the show at 2 o'clock, the midday show podcast. We record it right before the show, and then we release it right at the end of the show. So, like, right when you're getting sad about missing us.
Yes.
You don't have to. There's a little extra
we're
for
there.
You. A little extra for you right there at the end of the show.
We're there. I just learned, like, it's always fun, and we'll get to Joe in 1 sec, when you learn new things that you never knew about certain things. And we're talking about Budapest because one of our listeners said, I need to go to Budapest to get some paprika. And I was like, well, why would everyone go to Budapest? But you told me they got good, great Budapest porn.
Well, I just remember, thanks for bringing that up too, by the way. I remember, you know, back in the day when it was harder to access videos. Remember when you're a kid, you had to, you know, it'd be sneaky.
Yeah.
Whatever, like there's Showtime and maybe you'd watch it squiggly lines after midnight, whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody's dad would have a video and they'd steal it or something like that. I remember some of those Showtime shows would be
Red Shoe Diaries.
They'd be in Budapest.
So Red Shoe Diaries was shot in
I don't know
Budapest?
If all of them were, but I just remember sometimes some of that stuff would be, you know, it would originate in Budapest.
Did I know that?
That's what I associate Budapest with.
Okay.
And now paprika.
Paprika.
Yeah. Paprika and porn. Budapest's two biggest exports.
Sound like something Joe Patrick would be
into.
Also,
Joe Patrick's two favorite things.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
What?
Nothing, man. I'm just thinking about something, man, because I remember... When I got Joe, the rushes took over for Joe.
Oh, yeah.
And you remember, I remember this, because my Twitter was perfect. I wasn't getting how people that I don't know, how I get to see who they would tweets they like and all this stuff, other stuff that the messed up Twitter. It wasn't Elon. It was this guy, Joe Patrick.
It was Joe.
Joe took Joe's the reason why Twitter is ragged as hell now. Thanks a lot, Joe.
I was I guess I was like the first sign, like the warning omen. I couldn't help but think about the Budapest. It's like crab cakes and football. You know, that's what Maryland does, and I guess that's what Budapest does.
Paprika and porn, man. Everybody knows that's what Budapest does. Hey, so let's start here. We found out yesterday that Kyle Pitts is going to officially be out for the remainder of the season. Probably something we felt or like we knew already, but now it's official. Were there any moments last weekend where you caught yourself thinking, man, this would have been different if Pitts was playing, or that would have been different if Pitts was playing? Like, how differently do you think last weekend's loss goes if Kyle Pitts was on the field?
You know what's funny is, honestly, I didn't have that many of those moments last week, which is kind of weird because you wouldn't think that he is a big part, you know, obviously he is a big player for you. Maybe it's a testament to the fact that a lot of his teammates stepped up and performed well. Mm-hmm. Michael Pruitt had that touchdown catch, but you know, honestly, that's something that we heard, though, from a lot of people, which is that, you know, Kyle Pitts has not been that big a part of this offense so far this year because it's been so, you know, the passing volume has been so low this year in general, and so maybe you won't miss him that much. And honestly, that's kind of how I felt. Maybe you would think he would be a more of kind of a presence in that late on that last drive where obviously they got in the red zone, and I know everybody wanted them to run, but we have seen Kyle Pitts be on a recipient a lot of those, you know, some of those slants kind of on the backside and some of those goal line situations. So maybe there's an area, but honestly, guys, I didn't really think that his absence was a different maker. Now you never know. Maybe, you know, that's, it's all hypothetical. Maybe if he was playing in that game, the Falcons do go on and win it, and he has a big part to play. Yeah. But I generally thought that the rest of the team stepped up and played, you know, pretty well. Obviously the offense wasn't what you wanted in general, but I thought they were all right.
Joe, why did they wait till this week to say something? Was it one of those things where, and I don't know if Arthur Smith said something that when they went in there and did the search, they saw that it might be worse than what they actually initially thought?
That's what it sounded like to me. It sounded like the way that Arthur Smith phrased it was like, yeah, we went in, the surgery was done. And I think that sometimes you don't know exactly what you're dealing with until you actually do get in there. Now, having said that, not a doctor, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night.
You're not,
you know,
this interview's over.
I think that it was just one, I think it was just one of those things where they didn't know exactly what they were dealing with. And if they, you know, I think that honestly, this team was holding out every chance that he would be able to return. I think that was kind of one of the biggest things is they didn't want to, like, you know, set him down too early and kind of put those expectations forward before they officially knew. So, yeah, it's an unfortunate situation.
Is there any part of Arthur Smith's job that he enjoys less than answering questions about his play calling?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, and I feel his pain, you know, because it is, he says that probably every play caller says, you know, it's the life of the play caller, and, you know, people are going to have their opinions on how it goes. I'm one of the ones who was, like, not very critical of that play. I mean, I think that that play at the end of that Washington game was going to be a touchdown if that doesn't get deflected. And that, and I think that that means that it was a fine play to call. I totally understand the arguments against that. And for running the ball, kind of running the clock out. And I think what Arthur Smith was saying was that, you know, I think he said, like, it's like, yeah, it would be nice to be able to run the clock all the way down and score with no time remaining. But that's like having your cake and eating it too. You know, as a play caller, you can't necessarily prioritize it like that. I think that the way he was thinking was, I've got three downs to get this ball in the end zone. I've got to try in every opportunity that I have to make sure that we can take a lead in this game at some point. And then if the defense gives up a game-winning drive with 1 minute left, then, you know, maybe we that's its own separate issue that would need addressing. But, yeah, I mean, it's a frustrating thing. We've seen it happen, you know, in that Saints game early this season. Criticism of the play call, I think rightfully so in that case. And that's just something that, you know, he has to live with. And maybe it will change the way that he calls plays in the future. And I think that Saints game, that really did kind of change the way he's called plays in some of those situations. So we'll see how the Falcons move forward from here.
Joe, what do you think they're going to do at the offensive line? I mean, we got questions about Jalen Mayfield this week. So is it that bad that he's being brought up, or is it a possibility that they might have to play him?
So I'll just give you my gut, like what my gut's telling me with regards to how this offensive line is going to shake out. I tend to think that Jalen Mayfield is going to be put on season-ending IR this week. I just haven't really heard from the coaches as much optimism as you think you would for someone who, you know, this is his last chance. That he's either going to be activated and put on the active roster on Sunday, or he's going to be put on season-ending IR. And I just haven't really heard, you know, again, this is my gut, but I just have not heard that kind of enthusiasm that you would typically have for a guy that you're happy to get back and that would improve your offensive line, especially for a position that this team has really kind of been going through, you know, the what do you call them? The rotating things where you enter something. Obviously this team has been looking for solutions at left guard since Elijah Wilkinson went down. So I just haven't really felt like Jalen Mayfield is the solution, and maybe some people will be happy to hear that. But I actually am more optimistic about Elijah Wilkinson. I know he's questionable. He's on IR now, but he could come back for this game. I'm more on the optimistic side for Elijah. I think there's a good chance that he could play in this game on Sunday.
I don't know exactly like how success will be defined for this team at the end of the season. It feels like some people are defining it that way already because I don't know, there was an outlet that said they might have two wins and they've got five, so I guess that's something. But what do you think needs to happen in the final five games in order to consider this season successful?
Well, you know, I do think it is. I would agree that it has been successful already in one respect, which is that this team has found its identity and what it wants to be and has shown that it can execute in some of those areas. Now, I'm obviously here talking about kind of the run game on offense. That's great that they've been able to do that. I think that there are still things that they need to do in the passing game, obviously, that will take them to the next level. But I think that, you know, when you're looking for, like, you know, is it success or failure? I don't know yet. I mean, I think if, on a team level, yeah, the playoffs, like making the playoffs, that's going to be kind of the ultimate barometer in regards to the team. But I think you can always break down the team into these separate components and say, okay, we made improvements here. This is really good for us going into next year. This area of the team, we need to, you know, focus on and improve. And maybe that's in the draft or in free agency and whatnot. So I think you have identified some of those areas, both where you are successful and then some of the areas where you need improvement. I think that just generally going into next year, I know a lot of people are focused on this offense because of some of the players involved, but I think that defensively they're going to have to get themselves on really solid footing because right now, you know, they've been okay, a lot better recently since A.J. Terrell has come back, but, you know, that stretch of games where he was out, The team has really struggled on that side of the ball. So, you know, I think that this team is just generally going to be consistently successful when this defense can really become, I think, what we all want it to be, which is a team that can really rush the passer and just generally be a good defense. So, yeah, I mean, I think that that's kind of where this team is at right now. Unfortunately, that's kind of how it comes with when you've got a quote unquote rebuilding year that this team has kind of been in progress.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, obviously, it was always going to be, you know, there's easy ways to define success for certain teams and then other, if it's a sort of a development year, rebuild year, whatever you want to call it. Probably define it in other ways. Joe, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right.
Smoking Joe, he's gone.
Damn. Joe.
The Russians got him again.
Damn, Joe.
All right, take it easy, Joe. He couldn't wait to hang up the phone.
Wait to hang up the phone, huh,
go
Joe?
Go get to the paprika. And also, you know.
Yeah, way to go, Joe. How you doing?
The porn. We'll come back. We'll get to the AMA portion of the program. Any question, any topic, you can call us. Phone number is 404-741-0929. Text us or tweet us as well if you'd like. We'll be right back.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. Let's start on the phones with Hassan, who's in Lawrenceville. Hassan's going to join us at Twin Peaks in Buckhead tomorrow. It'll be great to see you.
Yes. Hassan, you was in Congress yesterday, man.
Hey, brother, I'm a private detective. I'm all over the state.
Now, tell me this, because I know you probably, like a lot of us, we watch these movies and everything, and the private detective, which you are, is it a lot like it is on TV?
No, it's not like that at all. It's so damn boring, man. It's mostly report writing, man. It's not like it is on TV. Ain't no damn Maddox or nobody running on no beaches with no clothes off. None of that.
In the movies, they make it seem like your life is just like, beautiful women.
You got like this long lens camera taking pictures through the bushes. Ain't none of that, huh?
Man, I deal with dead people and thugs and crazy folks, man. None of that stuff. I wish it was like that. But I tell you what, it's lucrative. Let me just tell you that.
That's all that matters.
That's important.
So let me ask you the question. When you get in tomorrow, you walk in the doors open at 11 o'clock. What's your first drink?
A Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. All right. Yeah. Andy?
Coffee, probably.
Yeah.
I'll probably have a coffee. I usually work the coffee. I usually work the coffee until about 12:30.
Yeah.
All right. And what about Brian?
Oh, I'll be on the Miller Lite train with Randy tomorrow. Yeah. We keep it light and keep it moving, you know? Yeah.
We're doing a little bit less drinking these days.
Yeah.
I mean me.
You still got tomorrow to change your mind, so I'll see you at 11.
Thank you, Hassan.
We'll see you tomorrow, brother.
Hassan wanted it icy. Okay. He wanted to get me
We'll see you tomorrow, brother. Thank you,
Hassan. Now I feel like a jerk.
You don't have to.
Oh, no, you should.
Yeah. We'll get into that a little bit more tomorrow about why maybe there's a little bit less drinking going on around my house. But that's the story for tomorrow. Let's get to Brandon, who's in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Appreciate y'all taking my call.
Hi.
Hey, man, remember, I forget, it was a week or two ago, Cordell Patterson ran that the kickoff in for a touchdown?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was super salty about that, not for the reason you think, but I want to know why in the heck they did not count on my fantasy team, bro. I had Cordell, bro. He got 103 yards through the crib, and it didn't go on my fantasy, guys. What's going on,
Brian, Bo?
So the touchdown should have counted unless you go into your rules and say that it shouldn't. The yardage, you can make that count too, but it goes as
special teams
yards, right, for a player, right, not just.
So you if know, you had the Falcons defense and special teams, you would get those points?
You got the touchdown, probably not the yardage though. You have to click something to count the yardage, but you shouldn't have to click something for the player to get the touchdown.
You should, if you have Cordell Patterson on your roster as a running back or whatever he's listed as. Yeah. You should get those points.
Yeah.
Huh. So your league rules are probably screwed up.
That might be your manager going in there and tweaking
stuff. I think that's what it is. B, check your folks, man.
Yeah, your manager.
Check your people, man.
He's holding out on you.
Check your people, bruh.
Yeah. Don't let him do that to you. And if it comes to violence, that's okay. It's okay that we're not going to help you. We're not going to fight with you.
No, we're not going to fight with
you. If you have to fight the manager in your fantasy football league,
just slap him with some brass knuckles. Go ahead, bruh.
You go ahead and do it. You have our blessing. Jermaine is in Roswell. Hey, Jermaine.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
My first time getting in with y'all two.
Oh, great.
What's going on?
Exciting. Big day.
But hey, I got two questions. Mm-hmm. This is both of y'all. Who, it ain't going too good in Denver, but how would you feel if Russell Wilson come down here to the Falcons? And who is your favorite comedian of all time?
Okay. Appreciate it, Jermaine.
Kind of all over the place.
Okay,
there.
Russell Wilson in Atlanta. Sign me up for it, baby. Sign me up for it.
I have to stop playing future.
Hey, no, that's why I said that. I don't,
over there at the stadium.
I just thought I wouldn't take that money on. I wouldn't take that. Nah. I just think the next year they're going to be two bounce back. I think Russ is going to bounce back. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to bounce back. Mm. That's me spitballing right here. I think those two are going to have bounce back season. Oh, favorite comedian? Oh, Eddie Murphy. Raw Eddie Murphy with the Delirious with the leather suit, Goonie Goo Goo, yes, all that. But Pryor, and I'm talking everybody, if you know the Pryor with the red suit,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so you're taking,
yeah, man.
You're taking like the two of the four Mount Rushmores.
Yeah, man.
Just for me personally, and when I saw the performance that I saw, and what it did for me, opening my eyes as far as what comedy could be, is Chris Rock, Bigger and Blacker.
Oh, yeah.
My stepdad got the DVD, and it was like the No Limit style,
yeah.
The way that it was, man. I remember I watched that thing. I don't know how old I was. Came out. I was probably 12.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard so many things that were on that album before in my life. And I swear to God, this is not a joke. That comedy performance changed my life. Everything about what Chris Rock did on stage that day, I was like, oh my God, a lot of things are possible that I didn't know were possible. Changed everything for me.
Yeah.
Bigger and Blacker.
Yeah, man.
Yep, all right.
I like it.
Devin's in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
All right, fellas. I ain't been able to listen since Monday. I lost my phone and it fell down a damn storm drain. But anyway, I don't know if y'all talked about it or anything, but y'all know about this cocaine bear or whatever?
I saw something about it yesterday. I don't know what it is, though.
Give us a little backstory.
Well, listen, here's my question. What's the scarier animal drug combo? The first thing that popped in my mind was, like, you know those monkeys in India that were stealing babies and food and running up on people? What if they was all smoking meth and stuff like that?
It would be a lot worse.
They'd be unstoppable.
They'd be unstoppable, man. And I don't care what nobody say. You can beat up a monkey. Okay.
Depends on which one.
I ain't talking about no damn orangutan or no gorilla
okay,
or nothing like
those
that.
Ones,
yeah,
they
rip your damn arms off. Okay. But the little cute monkeys, if they come up and like do something disrespectful to you, kick them in the face. Right? I just want because I be seeing the little, you know what? I'm like, oh, they so cute, but yet they be so disrespectful.
Well, if they're stealing from you,
kick one in the mouth.
Defend yourself.
Kick his little ass in the mouth.
But he's onto something there. Devin is. I mean, you get like an orangutan on some crack, that's an unstoppable combination. There's nothing you can do to stop that
animal. What you talking about?
What are you going to do to defend against an orangutan on crack?
Crack? People on crack aggressive? Like that?
Crackheads are like superhuman.
They're superhuman fast.
And they'll fall out of a third-story building and pop back up.
But that's what I'm saying, though. But that don't mean you can't put hands on one.
It's also half orangutan, half crackhead.
Half?
That's a tough combo.
Crackhead, orangutan.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you might get your ass whipped.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't stand a chance against that thing. The cocaine bear, though. You don't want to run up on that either.
I ain't trying.
Now, unfortunately, the cocaine bear, he overdosed.
Yeah, but you ain't trying to fight nothing on that snout.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's
that is a real movie, right? That did happen.
It happened in real life.
Hold on. Oh, that's a real story?
Yeah, a bear ate a bunch of cocaine.
Hell yeah.
And then went on a rampage and then died because of the cocaine.
So the bear was on that snout?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah.
Where the hell did it get the snout from?
I think it was a police locker or something.
No, it dropped out of an airplane and landed in the forest, and it was like a lot of cocaine.
It was like
I don't
way
know,
too much
several
cocaine.
Pounds of cocaine.
Wow.
This bear ate pretty much all of it.
Right.
And then went on a rampage and died.
Mm-hmm.
Did he kill anybody?
I don't know if he killed anybody. I don't know the details. I saw the headline.
Is it a movie or a Netflix?
I have no idea about the movie aspect of it. I just saw the story.
Bear on that snout. I just saw the headline. I thought it was a movie.
Cocaine bear is something I click on Netflix.
Bear on that snout.
Yeah. You don't want any part of that. You don't want a bear in the first place. Put it on cocaine. That makes it.
I'm looking at a preview. Okay. It looks like it's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
A bear on that snout.
All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm going to have to read this story because people are sending us like.
Yeah,
story.
Check it out.
I'm going to have to read it.
Check it out. Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show. We start with Bo.
So once you get that base layer of baby oil on, then you sprinkle on that Lanyap layer.
There you go.
The Lanyap layer.
Lanyap.
The Lanyap. I learned that there's high-class STDs. And you can get your prescription delivered from CVS.
Budapest, famous for paprika and porn.
Yep.
Randy, low-level hashtagger. Andy, mid-level hashtagger. Kyler Murray has an emotional hairstyle. Rich people feet stank too, and real G's move in silence, likely land yaps.
All right, we'll come back and see what Dukes and Bell got for you next from 2 to 7. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.